Call Back the Past.
Trouble everywhere in 1964. In Panama, students rioted because of an American flag flying in the canal zone. While the long, hot summer brought trouble for America at home with race riots in New York's Harlem district, soon spreading further afield. Blood, looting, and angry voices. Among them, one called Malcolm X, promising future trouble.
1964 will probably see more violence here in America between the races than any other year has ever seen. Primarily because the Negroes were fed up last year. Well, this year, the same Negroes, as soon as it gets warm, will be out in the street demonstrating. And it will build up and build up and build up, and there's no gimmick like the March on Washington.
Across the Atlantic at London's famous Palladium, an historic concert. The last performance of Judy Garland with her daughter Liza in an emotionally charged presentation. In the United States, a flashback to the violence of the previous year as Jack Ruby, killer of Harvey Lee Oswald, heard Judge Brown repeat the jury's verdict.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of murder with malice as charged in the indictment and assess his punishment at death. Signed, Max E. Causey, Foreman. So say you all, ladies and gentlemen. Is that your unanimous verdict? All right, Sheriff, you're good for it.
And the release of the Warren Report on President Kennedy's death, stating that Oswald was not conniving with others when he fired the fatal shots. Texas Governor Connally, who'd been wounded in the Dallas tragedy, agreed.
If you will recall, there were a great many reports, rumors, rampant throughout this country, and particularly all over Europe, that this was the result of a conspiracy. I have never felt that it was. The commission finds that it was not. And I think this will have a particularly salutary effect throughout the country, throughout the free world.
This was another sound in 1964. It was made by girls outside the Plaza Hotel in New York, where the Beatles were staying during their American tour.
Give you all I got to give. You say you love me too. Love me too. Lay down
At the Olympic Games, it was again a race between Russia and America for medals, while in space, the two powers vied with each other in spectacular achievement. Highlight of the American space year was the successful Mariner 4 shot, with clear televised pictures of the moon.
10 seconds. Excellent signal strength. We're receiving pictures to the end.
Impact. There was no interruption in the transmission. 1964 saw nickel coinage adopted in South Africa, and Northern Rhodesia changed its name to Zambia, with Kenneth Kaunda in charge. In the Congo, Chombe was having a hard time as rebels got out of hand and chaos reigned. The voice of Dr. Paul Carlson.
The army is regrouping between us, somewhere between us and Stanleyville, and we will have to see what comes next.
Shortly after he spoke, Carlson was killed by the rebels after ridiculously being charged with spying. And on Cyprus, Archbishop Makarios broke treaties he'd made with Britain, and once again it was Greek versus Turk. Against a background of explosions, the voice of a Turkish nurse.
If they keep on shooting to this hospital, there'll be nothing. And if there is no place to keep the wounded ones, then we're all gone.
In the world of books, Lawrence van der Post was honored with a Premier South African Literary Award, while Saul Bellow's Herzog headed the bestseller lists. Plays of 1964 included John Osborne's Inadmissible Evidence, Arthur Miller's After the Fall, Peter Schaffer's Royal Hunt of the Sun, and Peter Weiss's play of the long title that became abridged as The Marat Sad. We hear Weiss reading from his play now.
Now they are all official. We condemn to death without emotion, and there's no singular personal death to be had. Only an anonymous, cheapened death, which we could dole out to entire nations on a mathematical basis until the time comes for all life to be extinguished. Marat. Citizen Marquis, you may have fought for us last September when we dragged out of the jails the aristocrats who plotted against us, but you still talk like a grand seigneur.
Stage musicals were dominated by two box office hits, Fiddler on the Roof and Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Harry, well, hello, Louie. It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going. Hello, Lyndon. Well, hello, Lyndon. We'd be proud to have you back where you belong.
Hello, Dolly also became the theme song for the Democrat campaign to re-elect Lyndon Johnson. And when the votes were counted, it was indeed a case of Hello, Lyndon. President Johnson went on the air as the Vietnam War escalated after an attack on American ships in the Tonkin Gulf.
As President and Commander-in-Chief, it is my duty to the American people to report that renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
It was an election year as well in Britain, and 1964 saw the end to 13 years of conservative control as Harold Wilson returned from Buckingham Palace with this news.
I have just come from the palace where Her Majesty invited me to form an administration. And I should like to take this first opportunity of pledging my colleagues and myself to do everything we can to the fullest extent of our abilities in the interests of this country and our people.
Another leader, Pope Paul VI, made history in 1964 with a visit to the Holy Land. In Nazareth, huge crowds attended the special mass.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
The movies of 1964 provided fine fare with such films as Peter Brook's Lord of the Flies, Ingmar Bergman's Silence, Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove, and yet another James Bond epic titled Goldfinger with this theme. Sensational news of 1964 came from Russia, when the world heard of the fall of Khrushchev. Radio Moscow put it more diplomatically.
Announced in Moscow that Leonid Brezhnev has been elected first secretary of the Soviet Communist Party's Central Committee. Alexei Kosygin has been appointed chairman of the USSR Council of Ministers. Both the Central Committee plenum and the session of the Parliament's presidium satisfied Nikita Khrushchev's request to relieve him from the duties of first secretary of the party's Central Committee, as member of the Central Committee's presidium, and chairman of the USSR Council of Ministers.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.